local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5. And it is Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Check in with Dr. Bill. Get a full forecast right after we check in with Kane for the ride in.
Good morning for the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No accidents on the Bayway. It's running smooth. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford again from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90 to Theodore Dawes on I-10. You won't find any delays. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've now lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2, and online at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, this is Cal Walters with the Scuttlebutt Network. Thank you to all of our listeners for 9 great years on the radio. So hey, why not come out and celebrate with us this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from Ed's Seafood Shed. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ed's Seafood Shed.
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be broadcasting Midday Mobile live from Ed's on Wednesday. Doing the show from noon to 1, then Tom and Cal with the Scuttlebutt Network take over at 1. Entire 2 hours are live Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. And your friends at FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Online at FMTalk1065.com. There you'll see 3 big things. We continue to bring your attention to the raffle going on. We talked about this from the Mobile Boat Show, but our buddy and co-conspirator around here, Captain Bobby Aprescato, putting up a full day's fishing trip for you and 2 friends, and also custom-made rod, tackle box full of goodies, and a lot more as a raffle item. Here's how it works. If you'll go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, click on the number one of the stories and 3 big things. It'll take you to the story and a link. You go hit the link, and you'll go make a donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund that is based over at MobilePD.org. And it's this is pure Bobby Aprescato. By the way, y'all, he's a good guy. The donation, because everybody's saying, how much, what's the minimum? There's not. Mm-hmm. Bobby just said, if you go and make a donation, because you make a donation to the Memorial Fund, you'll get an email back that is, a return email from that, and that'll be your raffle ticket.
Yeah,
that
receipt.
Yeah, that receipt is your raffle ticket. Then next month, we're going to draw for this trip, and one of y'all is going to win. I would suggest you give a lot. But I know, different ranges of what people could give. So you go there, make that donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Keep that email as your receipt. That's your ticket into our raffle. All the details on our website. Also on 3 big things. He's unhappy with the deal, but President Trump doesn't expect a new shutdown. Does that mean he's going to sign off on this budget deal presented by members of Congress? And the U.S. and Chinese envoys hold talks before the President Trump tariff decision. That story there. And I would suggest that we make it 4 big things this morning at FMTalk1065.com, because we've got those stories, but I'd say the lead story this morning is my friend and my partner here, Dalton Orwig, brand new dad.
Yep, I'm part of the club now.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. I'll be getting you your New Balance tennis shoes and your jean shorts, your jorts here shortly, so you can look like the rest of us.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
So tell us the details, man.
Well, yesterday after a smooth 48 hours in labor, which we didn't realize.
God bless your wife. God bless her.
Didn't realize that Vicky was going to labor when she did.
Yeah.
But our Isabella Ellie Orwig came 1 month early, but she is completely healthy, and so is the mom. Yesterday, right around 5 o'clock on the dot, being in radio, trying to time things out and be right on time.
Yes.
She showed up at exactly 5 o'clock.
Top of the hour.
Top of the hour.
Top of the hour, baby.
And 6 pounds, 4 ounces, completely healthy. I'm so excited and happy to be a dad. I was about to say prepared to be a dad, but I don't think anyone that becomes a first-time dad is prepared.
Even as you get more children in, you're never prepared. You just do it.
Yeah.
God wires you to be able to do it. You go, how am I doing this? I don't know, but I'm doing it.
But thanks to everybody who's reached out, and sure means a lot to me, Vicky, and Isabella, for everyone that reached out and said some kind words.
Yeah, she's a cute little thing for sure. And she could be an ear model. I just saw one of those pictures.
Yes.
Where I saw the child has the cutest ears I've ever seen. And so congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
So it's 4 big things in our news this morning here at FM Talk 106.5. Now for more headlines, non-baby headlines, here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in our nation's capital this morning as a deal has been reached, but will the shutdown be averted? That's a billion-dollar question as lawmakers reached an agreement in principle, with that deal receiving approval from top negotiators from the House and the Senate. The deal had to be reached by Monday in order for Congress to have enough time to consider and then pass that agreement by this Friday. So all that's missing is President Donald Trump's signature. Will he or won't he? That's the question. All eyes remain on the commander-in-chief. And sticking with the topic of will we or won't we have a shutdown, after Senator Richard Shelby met with the president, President Trump took to Twitter in a number of tweets to applaud the senator's leadership, saying, quote, was just presented the concept and parameters of the border security deal by hardworking Senator Richard Shelby, looking over all aspects, knowing that this will be hooked up with lots of money from other sources. We'll be getting almost $23 billion for border security, regardless of wall money. It is being built as we speak. As for Senator Shelby, he is the chairman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations, and he has said this past week that he believed, quote, with the latitude given us by Democrats, Mr. Trump would likely support this bill. The proposal includes nearly $1.4 billion for the border wall, which, if you're keeping track, is less than the $5.7 billion requested by the White House. The funding measure would cover spending through the end of the fiscal year on September the 30th. To avoid another shutdown, it must be passed by Saturday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 713 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Some prison talk coming up. Number one, closest to home. It looks like maybe 3 prisons to be built in the state of Alabama, and Governor Kay Ivey talking about contracting with a private company to do that. We'll get into that story coming up. Also on the way, El Chapo, he's sentenced. Mm-hmm. He will be going most likely to the Supermax prison there in Florence, Colorado. What's the story with that place? I'll break it down. How secure is it? And also, speaking of prison, I'm just passing along the story here, coming out yesterday. Headline, Bill Cosby is having an amazing time in prison.
Really?
Bill Cosby is loving prison.
That's not a headline I expected to hear.
All right, give you that and a whole lot more coming up. 7:14, time for the Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Toomey's.
Mardi Gras may be fun, but it is not necessarily cheap fun. And is it the same as throwing money in the street? We'll take a look today at who pays and who benefits. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have another Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Toomey's Mardi Gras Store, with everything to make your Mardi Gras special. Moon pies, beads, masks, and more. Toomey's, where shopping is only half the fun. 2 locations, Mobile and Daphne, or online at toomeysmardigras.com. At Toomey's, it's Mardi Gras every day.
All the fun, frivolity, fellowship, and misrule of Mardi Gras isn't free. Many of those who don't care for Mardi Gras suggest, instead of throwing all that money away, it should be given to the poor. Often missed is how big a business Mardi Gras is along the whole Gulf Coast. Mardi Gras is big business for many. Costume makers, float builders, dressmakers, caterers, bartenders, scenery makers, invitation printers, florists, and artists don't work for free. Who pays these people? Members of the Mystic Societies. Dues paid by the members of the societies pay for the party. And tourists enjoying Alabama's biggest party spend money on hotels, food, and beverages. Taxpayers do pay for additional police to keep parade goers safe and for public works employees to clean the streets after each parade. Parading societies paid for a study of the dollars and cents of Mardi Gras a few years ago. The study showed the tax man makes $20 million off public Mardi Gras. Check out FMTalk1065.com for podcast and parade routes. I'm Randy Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Toomey's Mardi Gras Store, the Gulf Coast's number one store, is a Mobile tradition, making your Mardi Gras celebrations a success for 41 years. Toomey's has the best selection and best prices, and the staff and decor will give you America's original Mardi Gras experience while you shop. At Toomey's, shopping is only half the fun. Shop the main store at 755A McCray Avenue in Mobile, or at Daphne at Rama Import Store on Highway 98, both open 7 days a week, or browse the inventory online at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. Why shop anywhere else? At Toomey's, it's Mardi Gras every day. Talking again with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes, and I want to talk about this. You do the lawn at our house. What about here at our business?
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for years, and I just don't think we've expressed that enough, is that we take care of your home, but we also take care of a ton of businesses, a ton of property owners associations, and really our philosophy at your residence is pretty much the same at your business. We're here to make it worry-free, and we're here to make it easy on you, but also make it beautiful.
Yeah, you make it work for us, whether it is when we come home in the evenings or we show up at work in the morning.
That's right. So we design a plan for your business. If you need some enhancements, you want it to look better, we can do that as well. We just try to make it look right for you to enhance the view of your business.
All right. If we're ready to step up the game at our office like we are at our home, how do we get in touch?
Well, just give us a call, 251-626-3309, or find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search is on for a man who allegedly assaulted a federal officer. 38-year-old Dave Ivory Jenkins is wanted by the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. They say Jenkins assaulted an officer and resisted arrest. A 12-year-old missing from Theodore was found safe in Escambia County, Florida. Ian Clark was last seen Saturday. His mother tells News 5 the child got upset after getting in trouble. She soon discovered Clark, along with his grandparents' black SUV, was missing, prompting an emergency missing child alert issued on Monday. A scholarship is being created by the parents of a Baldwin County teenager killed in a crash last month. Adrian Goose Johnson was set to graduate in May from South Georgia Tech. His parents say he had plans to work at Thompson Cat Tractors in Spanish Fort. If you'd like to contribute to the scholarship fund, find this story on WKRG.com. If you're looking for a job, The Wharf is hiring. The entertainment venue is holding a job fair at Spring Hill Suites Hotel in Orange Beach from noon until 6 today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
The number 5-ranked Kentucky Wildcats fall at home. The New Orleans Pelicans are falling apart. And a bad injury for a top NFL draft prospect from the SEC. At 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, Mississippi State never trailed in an 81-62 home win over the Alabama Crimson Tide. Lamar Peters scored 22 points for Mississippi State, while Quindary Weatherspoon added 20 for the Bulldogs, who snapped a two-game home losing streak. The Crimson Tide had 18 turnovers in the loss. Freshman Kyra Lewis Jr. led Alabama with 17 points. In a top 25 SEC matchup, number 19 LSU stunned number 5 Kentucky in Lexington with a Cavell Bigby Williams tip-in at the buzzer that gave the Tigers a 73-71 upset win.
It's an LSU win here at Rupp, 73-71. And this place is shocked.
LSU overcame a 9-point deficit to win for the 12th time in their last 13 games. It was the Tigers' first win over Kentucky since 2009. In the other two SEC games from last night, Texas A&M easily beat Georgia 73-56, and Missouri held off Arkansas to win a close one 79-78. The second-ranked Duke Blue Devils came back from 23 points down to beat number 16-ranked Louisville in a huge top 25 matchup. The Blue Devils' Cam Reddish made a tying three-pointer with a minute 28 left, and the go-ahead free throws with 14 seconds remaining.
Zion Williamson pulls it away, and the Blue Devils with a comeback for the ages.
Zion Williamson led Duke with 27 points and 12 rebounds in the win. Tonight, there are three SEC games on the schedule. At 5:30, number one-ranked Tennessee hosts South Carolina in Knoxville. Then at 7:30, Auburn takes on Ole Miss in Auburn Arena. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins tonight at 7. Then at 8 o'clock, Florida hosts Vanderbilt to wrap up the weekday slate of SEC games. Also tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team begins a three-game road trip at Georgia Southern. Tip-off set for 6 p.m. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans were crushed by Orlando 118-88. New Orleans' Anthony Davis had an awful night, scoring only 3 points and going 1-for-9 from the floor. Davis played 24 minutes in his third game since his agent told New Orleans that Davis wanted to be traded to a championship-contending team. Atlanta rookie guard Trae Young scored 22 points with 14 assists as the Hawks beat LeBron James and the LA Lakers 117-113. James had his fifth triple-double of the year with 28 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. Golden State pulled away late to defeat Utah 115-108. Boston beat Philadelphia 112-109. The Celtics' Gordon Hayward scored 26 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with under 2 minutes to play. And the San Antonio Spurs snapped a four-game losing streak with a 108-107 win over Memphis. In NFL news, ESPN reported Tuesday that Mississippi State defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons suffered a serious injury during pre-NFL combine training sessions. Simmons is a projected first-round NFL draft pick, but he's thought to have torn a ligament in his knee, which would likely affect his draft stock later this year. Coming up this Saturday, February 16th, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Battleship Shootout Youth Lacrosse Tournament at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. Approximately 50 teams from across the Gulf Coast are slated to play. Bring your lawn chair and spend the day overlooking the beautiful Mobile Bay while cheering and watching one of the fastest rising sports in America. 722 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you're super wealthy, you may not get as lucky under the new tax law as the estate of George Steinbrenner did in 2010. The former Yankees owner died during a one-year gap in the estate tax, so Steinbrenner's heirs escaped the tax. A huge savings. The tax had been 45%. The tax is back, but now it's 40%, and fewer estates are subject to it. Only those with estates above $11 million for singles or $22 million for married couples face the estate tax. Previously, the thresholds were half that. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Attention, everyone. I have a President's Day pro tip. You need to go to Dell.com/businessdeals right now because Dell's President's Day sale is live as we speak. And it's monumental. Get deals on Dell business computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and business tech, plus doorbusters up to 45% off. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Free shipping included. Again, call 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident, older one at Irvington Bayou LeBattery in Half Mile, still working, and also an older one just clearing a Theodore Dawes Road in Sperry by the Burger King. It's just a chilly start this morning. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, checking in accident-free. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale, and the 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Find your ticket. It's at 4611 USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and 38 now at our studios. But that's not cold. Nah. Today, the day that, well, back in 1899, we set the lowest temperature ever for the city of Mobile. Dr. Bill will tell us more about that coming up in just about 8 minutes right now. Headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, new information on the woman accused of leaving her 8-month-old baby boy by the side of a very busy road here in Mobile. Last Friday, that baby was found alongside Government Street, and a Good Samaritan found the baby and took him inside the Waffle House around 3:30 a.m. The mom was later found later that morning dancing naked in the street on Dolphin Island Parkway. She has been identified as Myesha Walker. She made her first court appearance on Tuesday and will remain in jail for now since she told a judge she was unable to pay her bond, which was set at $1,000. Officers believe that Walker was under the influence of either drugs and or alcohol. The judge ordered that Walker should have no contact with her baby. Walker's charged with child endangerment, which is a misdemeanor. The Catholic Church in Mobile making headlines after a Satsuma woman is accused of pocketing more than $100,000. According to court documents, Erin Adams Glenn is 39 years old and she is charged with embezzling $108,931 from the Curiosity Shop, which is run by the Catholic Social Services. The theft happened between July of 2015 and April 2018. Last Friday, Adams waived her right to an arraignment. She is scheduled to appear for a preliminary hearing coming up on March the 25th. She did make her $7,500 bail and will remain out on bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 727 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announcing this week the state's going to begin accepting bids to create three new mega prisons in an effort to consolidate older facilities. Plan could include building three new regional prisons that would house between 3,000 and 3,500 inmates. One of the prisons would be a specialty prison for inmates with mental illnesses. Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn said the new prisons would help fix the problem. Current prisons pose a great risk to the public safety and are in poor shape. He said the system we have right now is causing challenges. Dunn said estimated costs for the prisons around $900 million. Governor Ivey says all options are on the table for how the state would pay for the prisons. State could hire a contractor to lease the facilities to the state, which would not require legislative approval. Y'all, you should put the highlighter on that. That's the bold print. The state could also issue a bond, which needs approval from lawmakers. Lawmakers rejected a bond issue for a similar plan in the past because of concerns that closing prisons in regions would have a significant impact on the economy in those areas. More discussion on that on the way. Plus, Jeff Poore joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. We're coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mary G. Montgomery High School students will present a check this morning to the wife of fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Chrissy Tudor will be at the school for a Back the Blue reception. This comes one day after the teen accused of killing Officer Tudor was in court, where we learned Officer Tudor was shot three times. 19-year-old Marco Perez's case now goes to a grand jury.
A seventh grader is arrested for threatening to shoot a school resource officer in Fort Walton Beach. According to police, the 13-year-old was being corrected by the officer at Okaloosa Academy Charter School. The child allegedly threatened to shoot the officer and punch him in the face. If you're looking for a job, The Wharf is hiring. The entertainment venue is holding a job fair at Spring Hill Suites Hotel in Orange Beach from noon until 6 today. Full and part-time jobs are available. Some phone numbers are changing in Alabama. A new 659 area code will replace some 205 numbers in the west central part of the state. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
President Trump says he's not expecting the government to shut down again, a signal that he's leaning toward accepting a budget deal.
The president tweeting late last night, "I want to thank all Republicans for the work you have done in dealing with the radical left on border security. Not an easy task." He's not happy with it, he says publicly, but Senate Republicans in particular are telling the president he needs to sign the deal and avoid another government shutdown and build whatever wall he can.
There's Bob Costantini. Tomorrow marks 1 year since 17 students and staffers were shot and killed at Parkland, Florida High School. David Hogg was a student at Stoneman Douglas and says he'll continue to fight for gun control.
I plan to make sure that nobody else, no matter the zip code, has to live in constant fear of gun violence, and I plan to make sure that our generation is the last generation that has to live with the constant scourge of gun violence.
More than 20 states have passed some form of gun regulation in the last year. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The national debt has surpassed $22 trillion for the first time, a milestone that economists warn is further proof the country is on an unsustainable financial path. The Treasury Department reported the debt hit $22.01 trillion, a jump of more than $30 billion just this month. The national debt has been rising at a faster rate following the passage of President Trump's $1.5 trillion tax cut package a little more than a year ago, and as the result of increased congressional spending on domestic and military programs. This time a year ago, Activision Blizzard was savoring its best year in its history. Now, the video game maker's fortunes have declined, so much so that the company is laying off nearly 800 workers. Activision still owns popular games like Call of Duty and Candy Crush, but the company expects its revenue this year to fall about 20%. Major League Baseball is rolling out a new logo to mark its 150th anniversary. It will be similar to the silhouetted banner created for the 1969 celebration of the first pro game. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranted buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60 foot building for less than $25,000 or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it's 37 now at our studios, and if somebody would go to lament the temperature, the low temperature this morning, we could always take them in the time machine and travel back to what, 18, what year was it?
1899.
And what were we looking at for our low temp that morning?
Yeah, that morning of February 13th, 1899, the Mobile temperature was 1 below 0. That's the coldest temperature ever in Mobile. And the cold wave itself was generally regarded as the coldest ever recorded. And there are records still standing all across the United States from that cold wave. But -1, and that was recorded downtown on Royal Street, so not too far away from the bay. So if we had had an airport, and of course if we had had planes at that time, the airport were to be out in West Mobile, they probably would have had a -5 or -6 degrees. That's how bitter cold that air was that morning.
Now, we're talking about flash forward to the 1980s, and you mentioned 85, and after we finished last hour, I thought about 85 and also 89. We had some, not that cold, not -1, but we were sure cold.
Yeah, 3 degrees above zero occurred in January of 1985, and that's the second coldest that we've ever had. And, of course, you pointed out in 1989, we had a very cold December. We had a couple of readings of 9 degrees back-to-back, and we had huge portions of Mobile Bay that freezed over in that December of 89. It was a bitter cold wave.
Yeah, though looking at, and I'm going to kind of transition here into reminding people one of the many reasons they need to get the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, which, by the way, we gave away hundreds of copies at the boat show of that, is you do look at the clustering of our low temps. We do have some records, December and January, but late January and into February, that seems like when we get the coldest, most years, not all years, but we get the coldest temps of the year.
Yeah, the records, basically, from mid-January to mid-February is generally regarded as the coldest period in Mobile. And the second coldest reading was, third coldest reading, rather, was 6 degrees, and that was recorded February 12th, 1899. It was just before midnight.
Makes sense.
Just before midnight on the 12th of February in 1899, and then the mercury continued to drop through the morning. That evening on February 12th, 1899, was to be a Mardi Gras parade, and it was canceled because the temperature in the evening was 14 above zero.
Wow. Wow.
That was a good reason. Also, there was snow and ice across Royal Street. That helped produce those cold temperatures.
Wow. As we talk about the history of Mardi Gras, the story of Mardi Gras here with our Moon Pie Minutes, I'd love to see if we can go back and see if some kind of photograph, some kind of rendering of what Royal Street would look like with snow and ice on it, and the mules and the wagons there ready to roll. And
well, there are pictures of Royal Street with all the lights and the decorations and the ice across the road.
Okay, I'm going to have to get a copy of that. We'll try to find that and post it up. All right, so let's flash forward to 2019 and February 13th. What are we expecting for today, and talk us through the rest of the week?
Well, kind of mild today. We're going to get up to around 65 degrees. That's close to normal. Plenty of sunshine today. And then with the clear skies tonight, we'll cool down again, down to around 40, 41 degrees at daybreak. And then tomorrow, we start a warming trend with sunshine up to 68 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. So it looks like a really nice Valentine's Day. Friday should be partly cloudy, up to 72. Now, over the weekend, a weak cold front will move into central portions of Alabama and Mississippi and kind of stall out there for a couple of days. It means it's going to be cool over the northern portion of Alabama and very warm in the south. So Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower up to 75. And then Sunday, again, mostly cloudy. A few showers are possible and back up to around 75 degrees. So it looks like a warm weekend with a few scattered showers.
All right. And Friday, you said the scattered shower, because that's the Conde Cavaliers rolling for the first of the downtown parades. It's a doable thing?
Really good. I mean, partly cloudy, 72 in the afternoon, should be at least into the mid and upper 60s at parade time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, plus some weather history chat, kind of stuff you get in the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, which, by the way, thank you to So many people who came through the Mobile Boat Show to our Guides Corner booth Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We had a big, so you and I did the load in and load out, as always, and we had the big cardboard box chock full of the almanacs. And I said, well, you know, we'll give a lot of these away, and then we'll bring the rest back to take to other events. Sorry, other events. We're going to have to get restocked on those, because those things, they went like free fishing tackle at the boat show.
Yeah, the loadout was much easier than the load in.
You
to
noticed
the boat
that?
Show.
How light that was the other day. All right. 7:40, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the BamaFlooring.com traffic center, we do have an accident now for Kimberlin Drive and Dawes. Also, Irving to Bayou to Battery and Half Mile Road. Both of those are going to be in the clearing stages. As we've got a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, regular delays from Airport, Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65, so be patient. Northbound 65 to Chickasaw and Saraland, no delays. You know, with Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. Call the Cupid Hotline at 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we learn about the world of youth sports apparel, cheer camps, and caps and gowns. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Adam Blumenfeld is the CEO of Varsity Brands, a Dallas-based company with sales nearly $2 billion. They own Varsity Spirit, which owns cheer camps and cheer competitions the world over, and have 400,000 to 500,000 girls attend their camps every summer. They sewed their 1 billionth rhinestone last year. That's not to mention their team sports side and their new foray into band uniforms, all with one delicate balance of technology and personal service. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
743 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Go Jags and War Eagle. Great news as students now have an earlier opportunity to get in on the already established joint pharmacy program. The University of South Alabama and Auburn University and their early acceptance program was announced on Tuesday, as well as the signing of a memorandum of understanding. Auburn's Harrison School of Pharmacy has operated a branch in the USA Research Park for more than 10 years, with more than 200 students attending and earning a Doctor of Pharmacy degrees. So here's how it works. High school seniors and current USA undergrads, listen up. Seniors, you must have a minimum GPA of 3.5 and an ACT score of 26. And undergrads, you must have completed 2 semesters at USA with at least a 3.5 average, among other requirements to be part of this program. So high school students, if you have a question, here's a number to call, 251-460-7834. And if you already attend and you have questions when it comes to the Auburn's Harrison School of Pharmacy at USA, and you are currently a USA student, here's a number you call, 251-445-9300. Mark your calendar for this weekend if you love shoes and looking for a new job. Shoe Station is opening a new store in Mobile, and they say this job fair coming up will be the largest in store history. Positions need to be filled, include management and internships, plus there will be a moving sale as well. So the event will be held from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Saturday, February 16th at the new Shoe Station store, which is in the Springdale Mall. The store will have a staff of about 40 employees. An additional 30 employees are needed for temporary positions at the chain's original location at the Shops at Bel Air Mall. That's where the moving sale will happen sometime between late March to late April. The company says they need interns as well for their corporate office and candidates for an upcoming management training program. If this sounds interesting to you, hop online and go to shoestation.com/careers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
746 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. Sun shining today, huh?
It's beautiful out. And let's talk about the inventory at LCM.
There's bunches and bunches of inventory at LCM. We just got in a bunch yesterday, and we got about seven or eight more coming today.
All right. You've got what kinds of vehicles? Trucks? SUVs? What are we looking at?
All of the above. We got a great selection of trucks. And like I said, I got four more coming today. We got diesels, we got two-wheel drives, we got four-wheel drives. You know, we got late model, low mileages, and just a little bit of everything.
All right. When we talk about variety and selection, we also can use that when we describe financing at LCM.
Absolutely. We got a tremendous selection of lenders, and we know how to get the best rate for everybody.
All right. So the key here is for us to come on out, look at the vehicles, and talk financing.
Absolutely. Come see us on Highway 90 West in Theodore. They can go online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Yeah, the phone's ringing. You got to get that, Larry. Thanks for joining us. All right. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Check headlines with WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search is on for a man who allegedly assaulted a federal officer. 38-year-old Dave Ivory Jenkins is wanted by the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. They say Jenkins assaulted an officer and resisted arrest. A 12-year-old missing from Theodore was found safe in Escambia County, Florida. Ian Clark was last seen Saturday. His mother tells News 5 the child got upset after getting in trouble. She soon discovered Clark, along with his grandparents' black SUV, was missing, prompting an emergency missing child alert issued on Monday. A scholarship is being created by the parents of a Baldwin County teenager killed in a crash last month. Adrian Goose Johnson was set to graduate in May from South Georgia Tech. His parents say he had plans to work at Thompson Cat Tractors in Spanish Fort. If you'd like to contribute to the scholarship fund, find this story on WKRG.com. If you're looking for a job, The Wharf is hiring. The entertainment venue is holding a job fair at Spring Hill Suites Hotel in Orange Beach from noon until 6 today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball last night, Mississippi State never trailed in an 81-62 home win over the Alabama Crimson Tide. Lamar Peters scored 22 points for Mississippi State, while Quindary Weatherspoon added 20 for the Bulldogs, who snapped a two-game home losing streak. The Crimson Tide had 18 turnovers in the loss. Freshman Kyra Lewis Jr. led Alabama with 17 points. In a top 25 SEC matchup, number 19 LSU stunned number 5 Kentucky in Lexington with a Cavell Bigby Williams tip-in at the buzzer that gave the Tigers a 73-71 upset win.
It's an LSU win here. 73-71. And this place is shocked.
Kentucky fans upset there that a goaltending call wasn't made with the game-winning basket. LSU overcame a 9-point deficit to win for the 12th time in their last 13 games. It was the Tigers' first win over Kentucky since 2009. In the other two SEC games, Texas A&M easily beat Georgia 73-56, and Missouri held off Arkansas to win a close one 79-78. The second-ranked Duke Blue Devils came back from 23 points down to beat number 16-ranked Louisville in a huge top 25 matchup. The Blue Devils' Cam Reddish made a tying three-pointer with a minute 28 left. He also made the go-ahead free throws with 14 seconds remaining.
Zion Williamson pulls it away, and the Blue Devils with a comeback for the ages.
Williamson, who you heard there grabbing the final rebound of the game, led Duke with 27 points and 12 rebounds. Tonight, there are three SEC games on the schedule. At 5:30, number 1-ranked Tennessee hosts South Carolina in Knoxville. Then at 7:30, Auburn takes on Ole Miss in Auburn Arena. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins tonight at 7. Then at 8 o'clock, Florida hosts Vanderbilt to wrap up the weekday slate of SEC games. Also tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team begins a three-game road trip at Georgia Southern. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans were crushed by Orlando 118-88. New Orleans' Anthony Davis had an awful night, scoring only 3 points and going 1-for-9 from the floor. Davis played 24 minutes in his third game since his agent told New Orleans that Davis wanted to be traded to a championship-contending team. Atlanta rookie guard Trae Young scored 22 points with 14 assists as the Hawks beat LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers 117-113. James had his fifth triple-double of the year with 28 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. Golden State pulled away late to defeat Utah 115-108. Boston beat Philadelphia 112-109. And the San Antonio Spurs snapped a four-game losing streak with a 108-107 win over Memphis. In NFL news, ESPN reported Tuesday that Mississippi State defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons suffered a serious injury during pre-NFL combine training sessions. Simmons, who's a projected first-round NFL draft pick, is thought to have torn a ligament in his knee, which would likely affect his draft stock later this year. 7:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Toomey's MontyGrow.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers do have a couple older accidents, but they're not in the roadway. Still got heavier traffic, Airport, University, Cody Road, and Schillinger, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65, but a good ride across the Bayway into Causeway, Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort to Malbus. You'll see heavier traffic at 181 and 31, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same day all porcelain crowns. They're open Fridays and Saturdays for your convenience, and now offering sedation dentistry. Call 21 780-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
755 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Website FMTalk1065.com. If you want to take part in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, should the president sign the agreement providing about $1.4 billion of the $5.7 billion demand for border wall funding? Right now, 70% of y'all say no. The rest say yes. You can vote online. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, front page of FMTalk1065.com. While you're there, also get podcasts. You can get podcasts of the Moon Pie Minute, parade schedules, weekend show schedules, weekday schedules, all that info right there on the front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Just click the Moon Pie Minute tab at the very top of the page, and through each day that we have Moon Pie Minute, you can go back and binge listen, and got little titles out beside them so you know what you're getting into before you click on the podcast. Any days that you might have missed, or if you want to go back and re-listen to all of them, you can find them right there on FMTalk1065.com.
All right, so I'm watching this story from a Pennsylvania TV station here about Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby, 81 years old, going blind, so you'd think he'd be having a miserable time in a maximum security prison. If you thought that, you'd be wrong. It turns out he's having an amazing time.
Okay,
Cosby spokesman Andrew Wyatt has been visiting him in prison and says he looks really amazing. He's shed some pounds by not eating bread or desserts, probably no Jell-O either, as part of the mix. He wakes up, according to Wyatt here, Cosby wakes up at 3:30 in the morning, works out in his cell doing leg lifts and push-ups, then he rinses off all his food before eating it to cut down on the amount of sodium in the food. All right, he's also given up coffee, which Wyatt says is especially remarkable because Mrs. Cosby had been trying to get him to stop drinking coffee for 55 years. See, all it took is incarceration, right? Wyatt said Cosby is mentally strong and is making the most of the situation. He's having an amazing experience, and yes, this guy Wyatt said he's having an amazing experience in prison. So there you go. Bill Cosby, swell time in jail. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings coming up next.